Hundreds of evacuated horses, goats, cows, and other critters took refuge this week at the Georgia National Fairgrounds south of Macon. GPB's Emily Cureton brings this audio postcard.
I'm Jacob Parker. I'm from a little place called Plant City, Florida. We brought 9 horses and 5 dogs. And me and my wife, Jessica, and 2 trailers, 2 trucks and trailers. You know, did the best you can. Can't get any supplies at home. There wasn't any plywood available. You know, just pretty much just get on the road and try and save what you can.
Suck that down.
Paige May.
One buddy.
Fab. Fabulous Fab. He's a Westphalian. He's a dressage horse. He's not doing too well. We've been in touch with the vet and, you know, pre-treating him and everything for ulcers. And I think the storm bothers him. They know it's out there. They feel our stress. And so it's real important for us to stay calm so that they stay calm.
I'm Glenn Wilson, and right now I'm acting as the barn coordinator. Just show people where the stalls are, and if they need anything, try to get them an answer. And we just had a trailer load of hay donated to us.
They eat about, she eats about 6 pounds a day. And so hay, you're talking most horses, you're using a bale of hay a day. My name's Ann Ecker, and I'm from Grace Stables, and we're located outside of Savannah, which in Richmond Hill, Georgia. We went through Matthew, and it was horrible. You know, our neighborhood was just destroyed during Matthew.
I'm Bert Wilson, and my official title is I'm the receptionist here. We are taking mostly horses. I have noticed a donkey in there, and I've been told we have some goats out here now, but mostly horses.
You're grumpy. Grumpy.
Kayla Simmons, Littlewissie, Georgia. I have the 5 dogs, 4 tortoises, 5 turtles, macaw, the 2 ferrets, the 2 chinchillas.
Hello.
The 2 cats. Who am I missing?
The only member of the Simmons family who didn't evacuate was Kayla's husband. He's a law enforcement officer who remained in the Savannah area. That piece was produced by GPB's Emily Cureton.